So let's talk about your cases, and we can begin with your first case, the 59-year-old woman. Can you talk a little bit about her?
So this was a lady who presented actually very ill to another hospital with a pulmonary embolus, pleural effusions, ascites, and on CT scan she had an omental mass. And so she was actually transferred into our center from that referring hospital. Having had a biopsy of the omental mass that showed a high-grade serous carcinoma, we carried on her treatment for a pulmonary embolus, drained the fluid off her chest.
Could I just ask, in retrospect, had she had a progressive history of being ill, or was this a very rapidly developing clinical?
It was a relatively short history. As I recall, it was, you know, a matter of 4 to 6 weeks or something like that. She also had a past history of breast cancer. And this was, of course, in the time before we had the SOLO-1 data. But we nevertheless immediately set about testing her, and she does have a BRCA mutation. But by that time, we were ready into the chemotherapy, and we then operated on her halfway through her treatment and then added in bevacizumab.
So you started therapy with carboplatin?
Yes.
And what happened once you started the therapy?
So for the first 3 weeks, not a lot. By the time the 3 weeks came up and she had cycle two, we were beginning to see a little bit of symptomatic improvement. And she was hospitalized, which tells you how sick she was. She was hospitalized for the first 2 cycles of treatment. But then at around about 5 weeks from the start of treatment, she was well enough to go home. She had lost a lot of weight. You know, she'd been in bed a lot, but she was clearly responding, such that she was then able to go for surgery after 3 cycles. We then added in bevacizumab. And at the end of her treatment, she basically had a remission on CT and normalization of CA125, which was very high at the beginning. And then she's continued on bevacizumab, and she's just about to finish her bevacizumab now. She's just almost a year from starting the bevacizumab and remains in remission.
Did she have an R0 resection?
Yes, she did.
I was looking at the write-up here, and she had pleural effusions.
Yes.
Because I was thinking maybe it was related to the pulmonary embolus, but were these malignant pleural effusions?
They were malignant. So she had a stage 4A ovarian cancer.
And what happened with them with treatment?
They went away very quickly.
Did they go away with the neoadjuvant therapy or the post-op therapy?
No, with the neoadjuvant. My recollection was at the time of surgery, after 3 cycles, there were no pleural effusions on the CT scan.
Just out of curiosity, if they were still there, would you still send her to surgery?
Well, I think that's an important question. You know, it's the same question that relates to if there was still ascites there, we would have gone to surgery. We would have been a little bit more circumspect about doing that. And I think we would have taken into consideration other aspects like the bulk response, like the CA125 response. Her CA125 levels were very high at the beginning and really came down very precipitously. So we felt this patient was really on the trajectory of a very good response to platinum-based chemotherapy. And therefore, I think even if she had small effusions, we would have probably gone ahead with the operation. But in fact, she did not have effusions.